Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show.
Hello, my fantastic, fabulous, happy, hopefully horny audience. Okay, so very exciting. If you're watching, you already know where we are. We're in the dungeon. And I'm wearing one of my very sexy green, it's like emerald green with black vinyl corsets with a sexy velvet skirt. And I got heaving hooters. Of course, behind me is the beautiful St. Andrew's cross and a wall of implements and a wall of chain to tie you and torture you and, you know, attach you to the both the cross and many other things, banking benches, ceilings, floors in the dungeon. So if you would like to see, make sure you go check out either my FetLife, all video episodes of My Orgasmic Life live in two spots, FetLife and my Loyal Fans page. So my FetLife is Empress-Gaia, and my Loyal Fans page is Gaia, Empress Gaia 1, okay? There should be links to at least the Loyal Fans in my show notes if you're like, oh, I really want to go check that out. Okay, so today's topic, ready? It's time to surrender your cock to me. Okay, so a lot of, you know, as I always, I'm keeping you updated on what's the ins and outs of the world of my debaucherous, my orgasmic life. And so I've started to offer, which is like a brand new offering for my clients in the dungeon. It's called Surrender Your Cock, Ejaculation Mastery, Control, and Denial. Chastity can be thrown in there as well. And so before I get into like, why have I started to do this and why haven't I done this before? Let's just talk about cocks. Let's talk about cocks. And talk about ejaculation and how both of them can be either beautiful and wonderful, or it can be not service the best way in which we want to service, basically. And there's nothing wrong with ejaculation. I love ejaculation. I am a big ejaculator. Female ejaculator, and I love all ejaculates, female ejaculates, you know, vagina ejaculate, cock ejaculate. But when a penis ejaculates, there's two things that systematically happen. One, the penis owner tends to lose their sex drive, all their sexual energy, their sexual desires. It just kind of drops. Like as soon as ejaculate comes out of the cock And then it's like, that's why often people want to have a nap, but it really, there's a drop, a drastic drop in sexual desire, sexual arousal, energy. So this is one thing. Okay. The second thing is, because there's a loss of sexual desire and arousal, there's also a loss of submission and surrender and letting go of control, because now the penis owner is no longer in that state of euphoric state of surrender, pleasuring, you know, the other person, all things that are related to that submission, which is the sexual components of it. And so over the years of, you know, being in the dungeon and, you know, having subbies and having penis owner subbies, you know, I have very rarely allowed ejaculation to happen in the dungeon. And that's why, not because I'm anti-ejaculate. Again, yay, ejaculate. it's because of those reasons. And when, you know, I'm typically majority of my particular clients that tend to often come see me tend to be very alpha subbies, meaning that they are pretty large and in charge in their world. And the reason they come see me is because I can hold that space, that safe space of them to be able to surrender and let go of control and turn off the brain and be quiet for an hour and a half and then not having to make any decisions. And that takes a lot of space. Like, I hold a lot of space. Most of my clients are stronger than me, bigger than me. You know, they have a lot of power in the world. And so for them, you know, everything from how they interact to how they walk in the room to, you know, the position I put them in is all so that they can let go of control. So then, you know, we've worked really hard. They've worked to let go of being in control. I've held this space so that they can feel safe to let go of control. And then it typically would get ruined with an ejaculation. And so I learned that early on in my adventures of dom, you know, being a dom and, you know, working with men. And I was like, oh, okay, this defeats the purpose. And then we have to start at square one. You know, both as soon as they leave the session, and then maybe I keep going over and over again, instead of this like systematic, wonderful relationship building of them dropping deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into submission and deeper and deeper and deeper into surrender and letting go. And so that basically, you know, it starts with when they're in the parking lot, and by the time they've walked into the dungeon, they've let go. They, you know, take off their clothes, they're on the floor, their asses up in the air. They are like, they're already quieting their brain because of that relationship building, as long as there was no ejaculate. However, that being said, I have decided that there can be that next level of training, right? Surrendering your cock to, you know, this idea of surrendering your cock to me means that you let go of your penis as being part of your desire, your sexuality, your wants. And it becomes about being used for my desires and my entertainment and my wants. And, you know, in that capacity with doing the training, like it's very systematic training, just like everything. I'm always training all of my little subbies. But it's a different kind of training. So here's a little back. If you don't know, you know, my history. So for, oh God, 12 years, I was a holistic sexual wellness specialist. And also I did teaching and sexual education and tantra and tantra training and teaching others how to be in their bodies and learn how to have non-ejaculatory orgasms and lingam massages. And so really at the end of the day, I have the expertise, and I would say I'm definitely a penis whisperer. And so as a penis whisperer, I am excited to start this journey with clients, certain clients that, are like ready to like be basically put their cock in boot camp and ready to surrender their cock to me. And from that place, we will systematically reprogram, retrain orgasmic patterning, be able to learn how to have non-ejaculatory orgasms, energetic orgasms on demand, learn how to ejaculate on my demand, using that, then using that ejaculate for all sorts of fun, other debaucherous things that, is for my entertainment and pleasure sake. And so I'm kind of really excited because it's like, for me, it's like that next, this is my next level of like, yeah, bring it on. Time to reel in control the cock. Some it may be with pain. Some of it may not be with pain. It depends on how stubborn that cock is. But there's this beautiful, because part of why I do what I do, as you know, besides outside of me being a sexual sadist, and I love, torturing people and the excitement and the thrill of that. And I love human psychology and human behavior and how that intertwines with human sexuality, which, again, I, now we're over 20 years of experience at this point of like diving deep into the human brain and human psychology with human sexuality and desires and orgasmic responses and patterning and all these things. And so it's like, I feel like this journey, this new journey is like taking my skill sets that I've acquired over all these years and bringing them to the table to help my little subbies to become the best sexual deviant beings, filthy possibilities, and support them in that next level. And for me, that's what this is like taking it up 300 notches, basically, and being able to, like, the idea of being able to, and I know I can because I have some experience in this whole, coming on demand and things like that, and I know it's possible. It just is, it's a new level of surrender and control, and helping, and in order to achieve that, it means feeling safe, letting go, trust, belief, hearing what I have to say, and knowing in there, in your cock becomes like, yeah, and I'm whispering to it, and it's like, oh right, that's Empress's voice. Oh yes, I do what she tells me to do, and I love doing what she tells me to do. And the idea of that, she's in control of my ejaculate, and she's in control of my cock, and she's in control of all of that, makes it, first of all, less complicated. Your cock won't get you in as much trouble. I promise. Number one. Number two, in that process of learning to be able to do that, you will also then get the opportunity to learn, you will learn how to master your own ejaculation so that you'll be able to have greater, better, longer intercourse experiences with your lovers, maybe your partner, maybe your lovers. Because in order for us to go on this journey together, I'm going to be training your body to be able to, and training your mind to be in sync so that you only ejaculate when either A, I give permission, or B, when you decide that you want to, instead of it just happening and your penis out of control. your cock is like, does whatever it feels like. And you're like, what the fuck is happening? It doesn't, it shows up when you want it to, and it doesn't show up when you don't want it to. Like all of those things. So I'm very excited, as you can see. Yes. So part of also, if you're like, oh, this sounds like fucking awesome and so much fun, and I want to surrender my cock to Empress, right? I know you do. Part of that surrender may be being put into chastity. Here's the one of my chastity cages. I might tie your cock up so that, you know, I have control over what it does, when it does, how it does. There would definitely be orgasmic patterning changing, both when you will have homework of masturbation in between sessions and while we're in sessions. And so, yeah. So what does this open up? It's a lot more fun. So good. All right. So what does this open up? This opens up for me when it, like, I'm not bored. It's like challenge. It's a challenge. And so challenges make me horny and challenges make me excited. And, you know, I've been doming for a really long time. And so part of my commitment to my sexual evolution is to keep evolving, is to never stay stagnant. And so this is like a whole new, you know, opening up a whole new doorway and possibilities for me, which again, keeps me from getting bored, because a bored me is not a good me. I may not use my superpowers for good if I get too bored for too long, right? So that's number one. For the cock that is now surrendered to me that I get to own, the benefits are, again, learning how to learn about their body, learn about orgasms, changing orgasmic patterning, learning about how to have full body, non-ejaculatory orgasms, learning about how to ejaculate, when to ejaculate, ejaculation on demand, learning about your point of no return. In all of this process, it also will help your penis health. So, you know, being able to, you know, sustain erections, you know, your prostate. So there's all sorts of beautiful health benefits, not to mention the emotional, not the emotional, the energetic benefit that is a health benefit. So like, remember we were talking about why for so long I didn't let anybody ejaculate and all these things is because of this whole depletion of energy once ejaculation happens. And so while we're going on this journey, part of this will be then you having more sexual energy and learning how to sit in that sexual energy without having to get rid of it and depleting your energy levels. Now, imagine what you could do and how much you could get done both in your personal life and your professional life if you weren't tired and you were able to focus and you weren't distracted by your cock or distracted by pleasure and or being horny and distracted by that, because in part of this is learning how to be horny, and it's okay to be horny and you don't have to get rid of it, and it's letting go of all the shit that's attached to, you know, it's not okay, it's not safe for men to be horny and all this stuff. And so part of that is this journey is that we're clearing and healing and changing and doing all those things together so that you can be like at your peak performance, both sexually, professionally, and personally. There's also a lot of health benefits from learning how to have non-ejaculatory orgasms so that, you know, again, we talked about more energy, but it's also this beautiful way of being able to be in your body and not to be stressed out. And it helps with your stress levels. And learning how sometimes we need to ejaculate. Part of this will, you know, part of surrendering your cock is that you surrender to me that I know what's best for your cock. I know what's best for you. And that's the journey. That's the whole point, is that you're handing that beautiful gift over. And my job is to make sure that you are the best version of yourself, physically, emotionally, spiritually, sexually, all of it. That you're the best version of yourself. And changing that relationship between yourself and your cock and your sexuality to open all of that up will be great. And, you know, part of that is, you know, doing your Kegels, which will help with your prostate health. And so that we don't have to worry about, you know, ejaculation problems in the future, erection issues in the future, prostate cancer potentially in the future. Like all of the tools that we're going to use are going to benefit you greatly. And how hot is it to give me your cock? I want your cock. Why? Because I'm a penis whisperer. Okay, so that's all what's going on for me. Now, I'm going to invite you if you're like, oh my God, I definitely want to go visit Penis Whisperer and I totally want to surrender. Yes, here's my penis. Take control, all right? You can reach me at empressguide.com. Now, if you're like, oh, this sounds like fun. You mean how can, you know, as say, for example, as a couple, right? You're like, oh, I want to learn how to do this. I want to be able to, instead of, you know, them, you know, me taking control of the cock, having their partner take control of their cock. And so this is something that I would love. I love working with couples. I love helping couples be the best versions of themselves, and not to mention have the hottest, craziest, and most amazing sex lives possible. Because if you can have a fabulous sex life, you can handle everything else that life throws at a relationship. Things are not so overwhelming when you fuck really well. You handle anything. So if you're like, oh, you know, again, couples, come see me, right? I will help facilitate and train, you know, both train the partner on how to take control and what needs to happen and how the layers and the levels and all the things. And, you know, bring your little subby and we can work on, you know, you controlling his cock and being in charge of that. How beautiful is that? What a beautiful gift that'll be for your relationship if you have that dom-sub dynamic at play, right? So many possibilities. And if you're like, oh yeah, I want that. How do you get that? You just reach out. That's how you get that. You know, some of it can be done online. Some of it needs to be done in person, just so all my, you know, audience that are all over the world, and you're like, oh, I really, really want to surrender my cock to Empress, but, you know, I live in Australia, I'm in Canada. That's okay. We can figure out how to, you know, both, you may have to come and spend a little bit of time, or we might need to have a in-person, you know, intensive week somewhere. To kind of get you sorted out, and then we can, you know, do it virtually and with tasks and things like that. So, you know, that's a possibility as well. It's not just you being able to come see me in person in Waterloo. All right. Okay. So here's what I want to leave you with, besides give me your cock. is I want to leave you with, what is your current relationship with your cock? Do you love your cock? Do you feel good about your cock? Are you happy with your relationship with it? Do you feel like it controls you versus you being in control of it? You know, there's all these layers to when you masturbate, do you feel satisfied or do you feel shame? How's your relationship with your cock within your relationship with your, if you're having intercourse with other people? Does it show up when you want it to? Does it, are you afraid it won't? Like, what's your relationship with your penis? And if you have a great relationship, oh, that's beautiful. It makes my heart sing. All right. If you are struggling with your relationship with your cock, it's time to reach out. You know, not just, you know, from a control BDSM standpoint, but also, you know, from a therapeutic standpoint. Call me, right? Send me a message and we can talk about how, what's the best resources, what's the best sport, you know, is it going to be ideal for you to actually be in the dungeon to have this process happen? Or do you have trauma that needs to be healed first before we do that, right? So there's like all these variables, but what I, like, again, I really want you to take a moment, put your hand on your cock, or put your hand on somebody else's cock that you've asked permission to do so. And ask, what's your relationship with it? And that goes for it's not your cock owners. What's your relationship with cock? Are you a penis whisperer? Do you love penis? Do you love cock? Are you afraid of it? Does you have trauma that you already need to clear? Like, you know, how do you feel about ejaculation? Is there, you know, there's there fear of ejaculation? Is there, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Do you end up, you know, being obligatory to the penis? Do you really not, you just kind of go through the motions? Or do you like really love cock, really love penis? And if you don't really love penis, and you know, and I say this for anybody who anybody outside of as a lesbian, right? So our bi, pan, and heteros, and our gay men, all right. You know, how do you feel? And if it's not a beautiful, loving relationship that you are excited, you want to put it in your mouth, you want to touch it, you enjoy cock, then it might be a great time and an opportunity to reach out to me and we can have a conversation. And again, I can pass you along to the resources that will help you learn to love cock. Because what's there not to love about a penis? Right? Okay. So, cock whisper. Psst, 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 psst. Give me your cock. You know you want to. Come on. Until next time, stay curious, stay horny, and thanks for listening. I adore you guys. You're the best. Mwah. Oh, wait, actually, one last thing. Just so you know, having this conversation made me really horny. Talking about it, saying the word cock 1,000 times, thinking about it made me really hot and really horny. And so when I hang up, when I hit pause and I stop this recording for our podcast, I'm going to see in front of me, you can't see it, but in front of me is this beautiful sex machine called the Motor Bunny, which is like a Indian. And I'm going to make some porn. You're like, what? I want to watch that porn. Then go visit Loyal Fans. My Loyal Fans page is where all the adult porn content is. All right. So, you can see what happens after I talk about all the ways in which I'm going to control cock and how much controlling cock turns me on. Okay, until next time. Now I mean it. Bye-bye. Mwah. Uh-oh. Okay, hold on. Bye.
Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know. Because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners. Until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.